Okay, we are continuing in the project of the Sichas. We're learning Chelik Chof Vov, Parshas Vayakel. We're going to learn the first Sichah in Parshas Vayakel. I mean, it's hard to describe what this Sichah is. Push it out. It's such a unique Sichah, such an unbelievable Sichah. The Rebbe is going to bring down two Rashes. The Rebbe is going to explain two Rashes. Two Rashes in completely not to be understood what Rashi wanted here. Mamish, it doesn't make any sense. And then after the Rebbe is starting to explain it, we see that the Chumash is not understood. And the Rebbe is going to make it, I'm telling you, there's no words to say what to describe the beauty of this Sikha, what the Rebbe is making here. Oy Salaf. B'tchila sastad reshtei v'ayakil Moishish paladaz b'nei Yisrael v'ayimer aleyem, sheshis yomim teosem elocho, that's the first beginning of Parshas Vayakil. Tells the Rashi of the Verta sheshis yomim, and is mefarish. Rashi brings down from Chumash sheshis yomim, and is explaining. Igdim lo emazor ha-shabes le-tzivim elechas ha-mishkon, lo imar, Preface, he told them about Shabbos to tell us that Mishkon is not Doiches Shabbos. It comes Shabbos, you don't do the Mishkon. Right? Rashi says clear. Igdim lo'em azor Shabbos. He prefaced Shabbos to tell it. So the Rebbe says, v'melam b'pashtus. What do I see from this? Ishkavon az Rashi, v'melam b'pashtus. That's what Rashi wanted to say. As those of the Torah is magdim azor ha-Shabbos that tzivim elechas ha-Mishkon, is a bavais, as azor ha-Shabbos, is number. So what does Rashi tell us here? What it says first is more harsh and more stronger. That's why he mentions Shabbos, to tell us that it doesn't do Mishkon is not doing Shabbos. We don't see with Melech HaMishkon, and the Ribber is Melech HaMishkon, and doing Shabbos. That's what we learn by Pashtus to Rashi. Rabbi says, is kosher with Mephoshim Frank? The Rabbi brings down so many Mephoshim, Rabbi Liyom Mizrahi, the Gora, the Divri David, and Oidabe Mephoshim. All the Mephoshim Frank asking the same question. So what does Rashi gives us a set that whatever it says first, that's more important, and this is pushing off the other thing. Rabbi says, "Mem gefind kama pomi bo shtein tzvei tziyum b'smichu zelo ze." And Rashi is mefarish as the meurcher is doiched demugdem. So you contradict yourself. I find places that you say that the second one is more important. He pushes away the first one. Unabhängig von demselben Indian, Rabbi says, unbelievable. In this same Indian, that's Kinembe. Shabbos and Melech HaMishkon, we find in the same idea of Melech HaMishkon, we find the opposite. Where do we see it? In Parshas Kisitso. If I'm posting the Atot Adaber, Achas Shabbosai Tishmoiru V'Goymer. What do I see there? Where the Torah is Magdim Demsivim Melech HaMishkon for Azor HaShabbos. There it says first Mishkon, and then Achas Shabbosai Tishmoiru, if Shabbos is not Doiche, Mishkon is not Doiche Shabbos. It's Rashi Mefarash. You're going to want to be finished the Mishkan very fast. Shabbos, alti docha miponai. So I see that the second is pushing off the first one. Mamish contradicting to you. This is one place, and we have another place. Weiter in Parshas Kedoshim state, Ishimoi v'oviv tiro, und danach v'shachsoi state ishmoiru. Why? What is the connection with Ishimoi v'oviv tiro, and then v'shachsoi state ishmoiru? The Rashi says, b'perushim klio, stomach shmira Shabbos l'moi rav, it's no connection. Why? Lo imar, av, av, ishizar tichal moi rav, im yemal chachal elis ha-Shabbos, al tishmoiru. Your father's going to tell you, do something Shabbos that you're not allowed to, you shouldn't listen to them. What is goyver and what? What is more important? The second one. Mamish contradicting to what it says here. Und do, now the Rabbi is finishing up the Shaila, und do, right here, what do we see? Is Rashi Madgish, Igdim. Why did he put this before? Because the thing before is overriding the second. As the Igdim is a Chocha, Shabbos is Derech Melech Samish, because I don't understand what's going on here. Beis, before she mentioned, the Rebbe brings down the Rebellion Mizrahi and other Meforshim. They have a very geschmacky teretz, but according to what they answer, the Rebbe has another question. The teretz is a beautiful teretz, what they're going to answer.
Just
in
Gemara 9.
Yeah.
I was bringing down that the Rashi takes us.
Oh, very good. I didn't even see it. Okay. Very good. 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 Okay. Very good. Rashi brings on Mechilte, why do you change? A very good point, I didn't see it. Make it for Shabbos, thank you. Use it Shabbos. Okay. Before she mentioned, the Parshas Tzitzo is Rashi Mefarish, as we learned also from word Ach. Rashi says, Kol Hachin V'rakin, Mi'utin Lema'et Shabbos, Me'milechas HaMishkon. Rashi says there, that it's nothing to do because this is the second one and this is the first one. Why do I learn that Shabbos is overriding Mishkon? Because it says, ach means a miut, means not to do. למאי צ'אבס ממלכת המשכן. ועל דרך זה, אם פרשת קדושים, יש רשם ממשיך. If Gedoshim also have another thing that has nothing to do with who is first and who is second. Where do I see it? In the Dibush Lach, as I am right after that it says, Ishim Evov Yitiro, Vestapsei Sayt Yishmoyur, Ani Hashem Elikechem. So Rashi comes and says clear. Atov Avichoch Hayovim Bikvoidi, Lefichoch Letishma, Lelevat Lezvore. You and your father have to listen to me. That's why you shouldn't listen to him. So I'm not learning that because it's second or first. Because that's what it is. The says that in debate, Fal Musman Onkemetz to the Werther, in both places is not enough to say that the second thing is ruling over the first thing, but I need Ach by Kisiso, and I need in Kedoshim, and I need Hashem Elekechem. To be born in the Shabbos, where to sit, and to have a Meirav. Is the Fungo with Verstandig, so I see from them, a very Geschmack answer, so no more question. Is from there, is the Fungo with Verstandig, as Adrabe. The Klal is the Mugdem Doiched the Meucher. Always the one that at first is pushing off the later one. And the Ribber, Lule, the Psukim Ach, by Melechas HaMishkon, in Parshim Kisiso, I would say very clear, if in Parshim Kisiso wouldn't say Ach, I wouldn't say in Kedoshim, Ani Hashem Elekechem, I would say that if you could make the Mishkon on Shabbos. By my Rav, when Mentaki gizok tas vayl litzivuim of Nechas HaMishkon, and my Rav stay in free of Arazor Shabbos, then you say, Doiche Shabbos. That's what I would say. So the Rebbe says, the answer is very Geschmack, but now I have a new question. Obel, in Derech HaPshat is the Bio Nishmasik. I can accept it in Derech HaPshat. Why it's not enough? Weil all Guf kemen fregen, I have a new question. For what is the Teure Magdim, Sivu, Melechas HaMishkon, while Derech Zeh Moi Rav, Farazor Shabbos. Shem Zed, Av Moish, Zayn, the Miut, Ach, und der Yisofa, Ani Hashem Elekechem. Es hat mich hatchile, gekenn stehen, Azor HaShabbos, Kedim, Melechas HaMishkon, und Moi Rav, und mir wollte schon von der Gdime, gewusst, dass Shabbos ist durch, Melechas HaMishkon, und Moi Rav. It comes out very opposite. It comes out like upside down. You're telling me Shabbos after. So I would really think that Mishkon is Doiche Shabbos and Moi Rav is Doiche Shabbos. And that's why we need Ach. And that's why we need Ani Hashem Elekechem. Right lechatchile, Shabbos before, in Parshas Kisiso, and in Parshas Kedoshim. Vayishim Evov Yitro, right, Shabbos Sayt Yishmoyru, Shabbos Sayt Yishmoyru, and then Yishim Evov Yitro. I would know that if your father tells you to be Mechal Shabbos, you shouldn't do it. Why is the Torah doing it in such a way that it has to be a repetition, telling me Ach and telling you this? Okay. Is Afun Mashma? So what do I learn from this? We learn from that, as from Gdime alone, can we not oplanen as the first Tzivu is Doiched and Tzveit. From Gdime, it varies. Every place is different. No, men darf opma, miyut, velimut, mefuresh, and dozog Rashi, Igdim Shabbos, lima, shenit Doich Shabbos. What does Rashi say here? Igdim. So I see that Rashi is learning that it has to do with that. Men gefinten arichis, mefoshi Rashi, velech referentor, and dikushi anal, mit verschiedene Terutzim. There's the Rebbe brings down in the hour of 15, looking for all the Mephoshim that we counted out before, that they are having a big, long debate about this Shaila that we're asking, about Rashi, the contradiction from Kisito and Kedoshim, legabe our Parshim Vayakit. And the Rashi that Sivu is doing, there's a whole thing. When could you learn from if it's fear? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. But we read come upon him, I can't use it here for Rashi. I can't use it here. Why? Because Rashi had geschrieben sein Pirush ala teure na signun a zoicha ben chomesh le mikro so kenne verstehen kavon as Rashi for seine gezielte Wörter. Rashi has to tell me clear. If there's all of so many debates and all this meforshim, so what does Rashi help us out here? Nidavn di kini sofer biur al ze. And look at the meforshim are debating it in such a long debate. What is going on here? If Ratas benidin ze, is a größte stakle betalje meforshim Rashi mit verschiedene erlei tirutzim. In this meforshim Rashi, they trying to understand what Rashi wanted. Is the choyre nish mistabat zlong, as Rashi meint kip shute shu pirush Rashi al kolponim, the allerlei biurim, Rashi accept all the biurim of all the meforshim, and is toy shim azok tishvelechem von the file biurim in Hamton. It doesn't tell me which one it takes. If it is koiveya, if the first one is overriding the second or not. Lachem is tava loima, as mam lernen diverta von Rashi atzmom, is al smuvu nemuzbo. Look at this. We have to look in deeper into Rashi and we'll understand everything. As well as it's fallen up with the Chmele, the Shailes Anal, what is going on and why is the contradiction? And also in Kisito and in Kedoshim, we need, it tells me, first it tells me something, and then it tells me, Ach, and then it tells me, Adi Hashem Elekechem, to change it. Ois Gimel, the Biur and them, Yishlem HaPeshuta. So the Shailes are very Geschmack, very simple, what's going on and why is Rashi saying, Igdim, that it's what we see that it's not always. Mit dem Werter Igdim, the Rebbe is giving you, I'm telling you, it's poshet niflo be yoisel, or the Rebbe is taking, changing the whole idea of what Rashi is saying. ומדברתר איגדים למזור השבס, לא אמר, שאינו דויכס השבס, נדרשת נשת אויסטן סוזוגן, אשם נבוס דטוירו, איזדומג למזור השבס, ואתם ציבים מלכס המשכון, לאן כונוב דמדינס, מלכס המשכון, איזדו דויכס השבס. This is not what Rashi is coming to tell us. Rashi is not coming to tell us, איגדים, the word איגדים לכוירה בפרשוס means, that why did he say before to tell us that it's overriding the משכון? This is not what איגדים means. Completely different pshat in איגדים. Warum? Der Din Atzmoi, this to tell me that Shabbos is not overriding Mishkon, or Mishkon is overriding, Mishkon, Shabbos is overriding Mishkon, is in Angisag von Friat, Rebbe Anderlein. Wie lernt er doch, Reddy? In Parshas Kishisna, wo es steht mit Zivir Hashem el Moshe, Ache Shabsoi, steht die Shmoiro, the same place that we mentioned before. It says Ache Shabsoi, steht die Shmoiro. What does Rashi say there? Because it says Ach, is there, how do you say mute? Ach is?
Excluding.
Ach, so ich hätte Schmöre, Schabes, ich kennt mich die Mischkon. So ich höre, der Schabes, ich kennt mich die Mischkon. Ach, so ich hätte Schmöre, wie rasch ist dort mit Paris Kanal. You're getting to the right point.
No.
Wait.
It's not a second time.
Yes. Okay. Wie rasch ist dort mit Paris Kanal, Steve Bays. Lemait Shabbos mimelechas Hamishkon. That's why it says Ach. And since Muba Meila was when Torah erzählt dann noch bei Parshasenu, wie Moshe hat übergegeben Eden Ditzivuim. It's understood that Moshe told Eden this about Mishkon. If Shabbos mimelechas Hamishkon is as given Ginoi Ka'omu Loel bei Parshas Tishka. We learned already Parshas Tishka. We know already about it. As he had gesagt, Eden as Melechas Hamishkon is in Torah Shabbos. He told it to him. He told him you should remember, you should know the Shabbos. Now when he comes into Chumash, the Chumash is writing it, it says, first Shabbos, and then it goes. So it's not coming, telling him not to do it. No, the diuk do is, so what does Rashi want? Rashi says, after all, Rashi says, Igdim. What does it mean, Igdim? Igdim lohem azor ha-Shabbos. The emphasis is on lohem. The oret zich nish wegen der gdime betoiro al tzivu Hashem. We're not going into what it says first or what it says second. Wegen der gdime betivri moishe lohem. Unbelievable. This is just the seed the Rebbe is putting down. The emphasis is in lohem. There is a colon, what's it called, a colon? He's going to explain it, what the Chiddush is here. Unbelievable. By Rashi is Shmer. You know what Rashi is bothering here? The Rebbe is going to find out what's bothering him. Everything is going to be understood. By Rashi is Shmer, we bought as in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. It's so given that we will have to go to the Zohar Shabbos. Yeah? We just learned the passage. It says, make the Mishkan. And then it says, Ach, Shabbos, it's the Shmeru. But what has Moshe Rabbeinu Meshane given? Und beim Übergeben die Zivuim zu Eden, Igdim le Masor HaShabbos Kulu. That's what Rashi is emphasizing. Why are you changing from Parshas Kishisa? The Rebbe that told you to make a Mishkon, and then it says, Ach, HaShabbos HaShmoyro. The same thing you should have told Eden. Why did you change? Why do you tell him first about Shabbos and then about Mishkon? So this is what Rashi comes to tell us. If them and for Rashi, so this is what Rashi bothered. If them and for Rashi, lo imar, sheinu doiches HaShabbos. He's coming to tell us that it's not doiches HaShabbos. Gebald, as Moshe hat sich gedarft übergeben. As Melechus am Mishkon ist nicht durch Shabbos, wie man hat im Morgen gesagt, bei Parshas Kishisto, und hat er Frau Magdin gewöhnt, as Zohar Shabbos. Because of that, because he wanted to tell him that Shabbos, he can't do it, so he said Shabbos before. And Reb is going to explain it why. To say, as you said before, and we mentioned already, to say, no is something that was Moshe Rabbeinu and Tongue Tartidin be Mefuresh, as Melechus am Mishkon ist nicht durch Shabbos. He came to them and he told them openly, not as it says in the Torah, first Mishkon and then Shabbos Bavayaki. He told them that Shabbos you came to the Mishkon. It's because so fellow say, in addition, Kedei Shofar Starkum Bayit, the Mechoyma von Azor HaShabbos, at Roich Magdim given, the Mitzivu HaShabbos, the Mitzivu Melech HaShabbos. That's why when he came in and puts it into the Torah, Bayakel Moshe Shkoladaz Ben Yisroi, wanted to make the emphasis that it's not Torah Shabbos, so he said Shabbos before. And to say, according to this, Falto Bederech Meile Di Shakle Vatayan Al Bepirush Rashi, the old Shakle Vatayan did him before Shema Reving, when we say that the first thing is overriding the second, when we say the second thing is overriding the first, it has nothing to do here. Rashi is not talking about this thing. He's talking about something different else. He's talking about something that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to emphasize to the Eden, an emphasis about Shabbos. That's why it changed from what the Rebbe studied. And the Rebbe is going to explain why he did it. Why was it necessary to do? Beautiful later. Al pi ze falto bedach mele di shakle vitalia na pirush rashe, vi shtim der pirush rashe mit pirush rashe pasus kishtis and pasus kedoshim. There's no more question what's doing in kishtisto and in kedoshim and in vayake. Weil in unser sedre red rashe bichlav nish wegen dem limut vom vanet, mem veis, as melech samish kendur shabbat. This is not what the Torah is coming to tell us.
יש לוימר, הרבי גיבס זה very interesting חידוש in the parenthesis. יש לוימר, we could say, but הרבי יש לוימר, it's for sure that it's 100% like this, אז אין אוכל נאמה. It's true. פונקדימה ואיכו בקוסלוב, כמן נשתוב לדן על דרך הפשט, אז המוקדם is מכריע, הוא נסדך את המאוחר. בדרך הפשט, we could not learn that what it says first is overriding the second one. Oh, is now the, no more question, everything's understood. We're going to go into more details to understand it more, but the question is understood, but Moshe Rabbeinu is not telling them, Igdim, to tell us that the first one is overriding the second, Shabbos is overriding Mishkan, that's why Shabbos, you can't make the Mishkan, this is not the idea. He wants to emphasize them, other Rabbi, to tell them about Shabbos. Es bleibt aber nicht move on, oh, is that it. Wie bald das beim Onsogen, die Zivuin zu Moshe, oder Röbischler nicht mag dem Gewinn Azorah Shabbos, der Zivuin belegt am Mishkan, im Parshas Geschichte, it says first, Mishkan den achas habsoi shetish moiru, bimal tis dodo rov da miyut, achas habsoi shetish moiru, favosot Moshe Rabbeinu gedav zugem, at a shefes at goshe. Now we have a new question. You're telling me that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to tell him twice, and giving Gai Shofe, why did they need it? Favosot Moshe Rabbeinu gedav zugem, at a shefes at goshe, duch magdem zayin, azoras Shabbos, und damit meshane zayin, dem seder atzivuim, vishay zayin gizog vore, al dea kodish bochum. Why did they need it? What is wrong if you would have told them regular? We told them, "Vaya kemosh kalas bnei Yisrael," and tell them you have to make a mishkan. And then say Shabbos you can shabbos shetishmoiru. I would know that Shabbos you can do the mishkan. Punkt. Exactly. We the Rebbe told them in Parshas Kishita. There is interesting. There is bechlal. Is in general is the Parshas goes. The Rebbe tells Moshe. Moshe tells the Eden. Then comes Parshas Pkudei as they did it. So there's three levels here. So in this level, Moshe Rabbeinu is changing from the Rebbe. It was first in. Now the Rebbe wants to understand that. We're going to go to another Rashi. According to the other Rashi, it's going to be understood everything. Very interesting. Let me not understand. Be'agdim abiyur in Pirush Rashi from Posse Canal. In Parshas Kishisto. We mentioned that before already. Ve'atu adaber ubnei Yisrael leimor achas habseh shetishmoiru. Rashi tells us in the first Dibur HaMasril. There's two Dibur HaMasril. Oiv diverta ve'atu adaber ubnei Yisrael uniz mefaresh. Ve'atu. And you, Moshe. Ha'afal b'shev kadetitho. I told you to tell him to do the Mishkan. You should not, it shouldn't be light in your eyes to push off Shabbos for the Mishkan. This is one Rashi. Weiter is Rashi Mefarish, Achas Habseh Shetish Moiru, Afal Bishitiyu Redufim Vizrizim Vizrizis HaMelocho, Shabbos Al Tidochem Miponeh. You're going to be very fast, you want to finish it fast. Remember, Shabbos it doesn't push off. Kol achin verakin is amiot. Bashes loson rashi is muchach, at as an zwei bas rundera azores. As melechas amishka zol nishdoich as an Shabbos. Very interesting. We have two azores. One is, vata daber al bnei Yisrael, vata rashi stay, that you, I'm telling you to do the mishkan, remember Shabbos, you can do it. Next, achas shabsoi shetish moiru, tell the Eden that even you want to make it fast, you couldn't make it on Shabbos. Und Paschus los Rashi Zvucha hat das einen zwei besondere Azores, der two separate Azores, als man lechts am Mischkel und nicht lechts an Shabbos. Eine von, where does Rashi take it? Eine von Iberken Wort, ve'ato daber el Bnei Yisrael. It could have said daber el Bnei Yisrael, what's ve'ato daber el Bnei Yisrael? Die Losh is like interesting, what's ve'ato? Und die zweite, what's the second limut of Shabbos? Miut, ach. So the Rebbe is asking a few questions on that, and then we're going to explain it. Aleph, wenn wir forschen fragen, der Rebbe bringt dann 25, bald Truma Sadeshen, die Vredovid ist der Taz, und der Vektoi, und sie sich Rachobim, they all ask the same question an diesen Rashi in Parshas Kishisto. Wenn wir forschen fragen, Tarte Lomoli. In the same Posik, you need twice to tell us about Shabbos? Number one, the Artos Rashi says, you, I'm telling you to make the Mishkan, remember, you shouldn't tell him to do it on Shabbos, and then, Achas Shabbos Shabbos, goes on the Eden, what's going on here? Why? Why in the same passage twice? There is another question. We learned enough from word ve'ato daber bnei Yisrael. As al yekal b'nechol shabbos ne'atum l'ra. If it says ve'ato daber bnei Yisrael, Rashi makes a limud that it doesn't make any sense because it says ve'ato daber. I'm telling you to do the mishkan. You shouldn't do it on Shabbos. Where are you taking from? Where in the word of ve'ato you learn this? Oh, ich darf verstehen one more thing. The arichus loshem from Rashi. In the two pirushim and the shinuim zwischen sie. The Rashi is saying it in a very long process, the two Rashis, and also the changes in the first Dibur HaMasr and the second Dibur HaMasr. Aleph, number one. The Diyuk HaLoshin, Aval Peshiv Kadeticho Letzavoshim Al Melechus HaMishkon. What kind of language is it? What is Aval Peshiv Kadeticho? וכאילו, אז הבדם יש גיוון המין המיוחד. Was there a special thing by Mishkan that the Rebbe told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell the Eden? Where did he didn't get the old Torah? From Moshe Rabbeinu. It's the same thing as the Mishkan. What's the Rebbe Kata Ticho? Ganz Torah and Mitzvah is Ziba gegeben geworden zu Eden, doch Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the Loshen here? Aval Peshif Kata Ticho. Beis, it says al Yokel Beinecho Litchois. Und Rashi sagt nicht bei Kitzo, Alti Doche. What's the Loshen al Yokel Beinecho? You, Moshe Rabbeinu, shouldn't be light in your eyes to push off Shabbos. The Losh Rashi asks me, take if Nordim and state in Dibo. In the second Dibo, Rashi doesn't state in such a long thing, Al Yekal Beinechem. He just said, you shouldn't push off Shabbos. He will the third thing to change. In the second Dibo, bring Rashi a Naya Minyan. Afal Peshitir, Redufin, Bezrizin, Bezrizin Samelach Echulu. From what name does Rashi? And for what is the Rin Shaykh Davke in Sveitin Dibu? Where is Rashi taking this idea that because it says, Acha Shabtei Shaiti Shmoiru, that you're going to be Redufin and Zrizin and you want to make the Mishkan, so Chameh, don't do it on Shabbos. Oh, it's 8. Yishlema Rabbi Yerundim. Now we come to the real explanation to understand exactly what's going on. The Chilik Tzivishin of Sveit Pirushi Rashi is, Rabbi is going to separate Rashi, as we mentioned before, it's one Tzivu is to Moshe, one Tzivu is to Am Yisrael. And the difference why by Moshe has to be like this, by Am Yisrael has to be different. We see clearly, yeah, Rashi is dividing it. The Ato, he talks to Moshe, and Achash Avshay said to Shmoiru, the Rebbe talks to the Eden. The Chilik Tzivishin is Vepi Rosh Rashi, the difference between them, in dem ersten Dibu, wo Rashi stellt sich auf die Werte der Ato, Dabar, Bnei Israel, red sich klappe Moshe Atzmo. The Rebbe talks to Moshe himself. Und Rashi is Madgis Belshoinoi, Aval Pishiv Kadetich Ole Tzavoy Som, Ali Kalbei Necho, but you shouldn't be light. Mashenkin in the second Dibuach, Shabsei said, Tishmoiru, that Rashi Beshaychus of Bnei Israel, Aval Beshityu Loshon Rabim Redufim Chulu. So we're talking, one talks about Moshe, one talks about Am Yisrael. And those Gufa is the Tam, for was to sign a Neutik Beide Limudim. One of the questions was, Tartel Omali, why did the same posture emphasize Moshe Rabbeinu, remember Shabbos, you can do it, and then did in Acha Shabsei said, Tishmoiru, that you can do it on Shabbos. Rabbi says, according to this, it's going to be understood. Es ist nicht däume wie mit Bavon, Moshe Rabbeinu, als Shabbos wird es nicht mit dem Lechus am Mishkon, wie das Wert Bavon bin ich geheim. There's a major difference, I tell Moshe Rabbeinu to watch the Shabbos, and I tell the Eden to watch the Shabbos. What's the difference? Rebbe is going to explain. Rashi is just madgish, durch die Shinui Elishoinois, und in Svedeburg, one of the questions was, the Shinui Elishoinois, why is it changing? Now we'll understand exactly every word in Rashi is emphasized in its precise, in its, that's how it's supposed to be. The Asbore in depth, Rebbe is going to explain it. The Tzivu of Melech HaMishkon is gekumen like Pirush Rashi. Everybody remembers that there's in Zohar and there's three shittes in when the Mishkon, when the Tzivu of the Mishkon was. One is that the Tzivu ended in the Dove was before the Egel. One is that the Tzivu ended in the Dove was after the Egel. The difference is if they were, the Mishkon was Tzadikim or they were Balavere and then it was Balichuve. The third one is that the Tzivu was before. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have a chance to tell it to them. After it went up and came down Motzi Yom Kippur, that's when he told them. So what the Rebbe says, what's the Pshuta Shil Mikro in Pirush Rashi? Is gekumen loit Pirush Rashi, noch der Slicha of Mchete Eid, after the Slicha. Weil der Mishkan is wie Rashi is Mepharash, Rashi says himself, Eidus le Yisrael Shevito le Makodesh Baruch Hu, al Main So Eid, Shari Yishrosh Kenose Bineyem. So I know that it's see who it was, how do we know that the Rebbe is forgiving us? After the Eagle, Moshe Rabbeinu came down and says, make a Mishkon, and I'm going to do my Shchinidl, so they know that's for him. Shem Shute Shel Mikro, is Rashi taking this Shite, that everything was after the Eagle. And also Rashi, in the second Dibu, Aval Peshitir, Redufin, Vizrizim, Vizrizim, Tameloche, Shabbos, Al Tidochim, Poner. That's what Rashi, that's what the Rabbi asked a question. Once does Rashi take it, Achas Shabbos, 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 the whole idea, Zrizim, or Redufin, now the Rabbi says why it is. Shabbos, Al Tidochim, Poner, the Chashos, Mendav, Bavon, and Baishproil is, what do we have emphasized by the Eden? Nicht, dass sie wollen annehmen, als Melech Samishkom wegtieber und ist durch Shabbos. They're not going to think that Shabbos is going to be nullified into the Mishkon. This is not what they're going to do. Why? Warum bepasst das Eden, weil mit das Atzmom, nicht passt können, als Melech Samishkom ist durch Shabbos. They're not going to say that Mishkon is durch Shabbos. Sie wollen sich fragen bei Moshe, wie zu führen sich bei Yom HaShabbos. So, for sure, they're not going to do the Mishkon in Shabbos. Now, what's the idea of Shetir Redufim Vizrizin, Rabbi saying, wissen die, dass der Ashroas HaShchine in Mishkon ist der Beweis auf Kaporas Treto Egel, wenn sie sein, und Rabbi emphasized, und sie darf sein, they're going to be, and they have to be, Redufim, jogen sich mit Grosizus zu verändigen, die Melechus am Mishkon. Look at 29, Le Oir, Maschinema, wenn ich gehe, Lididus am Mishkon, Marbi Mahom Leovi, Oisa. They knew that this is depending on the Rebishas for giving the Avere, so they brought and they keep bringing. Same thing is here also. They're gonna do first Zrizin, and the Rebbe uses the Yiddish word, Yogun. Reduva means they're gonna run after themselves. The Melech Samishkan Kedei, the Kaporos will come and was clear. The Riber is Yolul, as this asks the Boivim from Redife, to do the Mishkan in a way of knowing that they want to do it as fast as possible. Und Zrizus, soll Goyrim Zame, soll Lichschul werden, Shetoni Melech Samishkan, Oich Beshabes. Der Farbe wohnt, man nicht einfach bestürzt, dürfen wir es riesig, ich habe es halt doch mit Pone. So now we understand the second part of Rashi when it talks to the Eden, where Rashi is saying, Shatiru Dufin, you want to do it as soon as possible. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't need this. Why? Moshe Rabbeinu was not by the Eagle. He doesn't wait for it. He's not going to emphasize to do it first to be able to get the Shchine. Das ist aber bloß bei den Gats Eden. All this is only by the Gats Eden. Ashenki Moshe Rabbeinu, velechot lechatchile ken shaychas nishgeat zum chet ha-Eagle. Und afile noch chet ha-Eagle. Wenn Eden seinen Gewämmen nur der Rav, Rashi brings down, that Moshe Rabbeinu took his tent and made it outside. Why? Because he says, Menudele Rav, Menudele Talmud. If the Rebishter is Menude from the Eden, if the Eden are Menude from the Rebishter, then Menude from here also.
Actually,
what's texted
also? It says,
Yeah, okay, but if we talk about the involvement. Right. In all this, Moshe Given, an oil moed mokim shchine. Moshe Rabbeinu had the Mishkan already. He had everything there. Moving as Moshe asks Moshe, given Shai Duch Shas, Mishat Reduvim Vizrizin. There's no doubt. If Ratas Virashi is Mefarash, Lo Yosko Moshe Shum Elocha Bemishkon. If he's not doing anything, nothing but to worry about. If Gereta Mol Baruch Hu, as Dosis Kavon as Rashi from Posik, I'm Sivim Elecha Samishkon in Unza Setre, Ayem Moshe, Ze Adobar Shatsiv Hashem Leimoyer, Ze Adobar Shatsiv Hashem Li Leimoyer Lochem. It's a one time that Rashi is saying it. Because it says here a different loss. So Rashi is emphasizing this is what the Rebbe told me to tell you because by you it's a different thing than by me. As the tzivu to Moshe and Zeh Adobo is given blois, if Leim Olachem has nothing to do with me. So he was on even, but Moshe Alein is of them is given Metzuve, he didn't need the tzivu, he didn't need the command, by the Rod Geat, Amokim Shchine, Oich on the Mishkon. He had already the Mishkon. He had already the Shchine. The oil, it says the Moshe Rabbeinu used to go in, everybody would look from the windows, and then the cloud came down, the Shchina came down to Israel. Now, what's the happen before when the Moshe and the Ato Aval Peshiv Kaditur and Savoy 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 The Moshe had learned Torah mit Yid. We learned that in Chitas, in Parshas Kisisto, the way of Moshe Rabbeinu teaching the Yid in the Torah. Nichnas Aroin, Shonoloi Moshe Pirkoi. Nichnas Ubonov, Shonoloi. Nichnas Uskeinim, Shonoloi. Nichnas Ukoloom, Shonoloi. Yeah, there was a Seder. First goes Aroin, then goes his kids, and there's a whole Seder, how they sat. Aroin sat on the right side, the left side, and then the son, one ear, then the Uskeinim, and then the Om. So and Rashi is finishing up. This is Loshon of Rashi. Nimtzo beyad kolom echot. Yeah, everybody learned only one time because they gave me the fourth. Beyad skenim beis. Beyad ne'aroin shloisho. Beyad aroin arbo. In Rashi is finishing up. Kedeise be'eruvin. The time for was Rashi is Moshe v'chule kedeise be'eruvin. Rashi doesn't do such things in general. Kedeise be'eruvin. Why are you telling me kedeise be'eruvin? You told me already the whole thing. Ishloimar as er damit meramez of them emshecha gemore. He wants to tell us what the gemore says after that. As nachdem wir Moshe hat verändigt seine Firma lernen, ist schon nur ein Ar im Pirko, schon nur ein Bon auf Pirko, schon nur ein Skein im Pirko. Die Gemara says, that it was not finished when Moshe Rabbeinu did. Moshe Rabbeinu left, and Aaron said it again, and his kid said it again, and the Skein said it again. So how many times? So even the Om also had four times. Yeah. Und damit war wohnt Rashi. Skein,
come on, the Shmona Bayern. The
Yeah. Yes. Nein, Rebu, a beautiful answer, the Chaga, by the way, and something else. In the middle of Rasha, Shaila, Gdoilo, Pshutu Shel Mikro. The Chaga, the Rebbe is answering. Wie kommt es, dass Aaron soll laufen mehr um viermal, und Frau Bonhoff ist genug dreimal, Frau Deskeken im zwei, und Frau Kolom bloß einmal. Aber ich will, it should be the opposite. Aaron Akoyen needs four times in the Amnis, only one time. Is the Ibrahim is Tavre. Aaron is enough in one time. Right nem shakha gemor aber according to gemor wer das parent wird weil wir die gemor für dort neu ist him so be yad a koel arbo es war rashi saying eruvin look in eruvin you'll see that a smart boy is going to ask the boy nishlo lem rashi you told me that that's rashi says look in eruvin you'll see that aaron also they also heard four times al fze kum tois az andere zu wir teure ob miden gehört nicht nur von moishe nur euch von aaron und bonov והסקיינים. מה שאין כציב במלך עשה משכון, יש גיבן בו, תראה בשביל, you know what, we learning 50, 60 years, we learning חיטסים, we never thought about it. There's a one time in the Torah that it says, ויקל מוישה. רשי tells him, פרשס כסיסו, a system, how the Torah was given. ארוין, בונוב, and then the סקיינים, and then the עם. What do we see here? What happened here? ויקל מוישה, it's called a dozen Israel, he told everybody in one time. It's going to answer the question, why is it Sifkat Ticho? It's different than the Old Torah. Remember the question, why does Sifkat Ticho? Moshe Rabbeinu gave him the Old Torah. Here's a major difference. What the Rebbe is going to say. But al pizeh kum tois as andere tzivu ha-Torah of mini gerd, nashen kitzivu melech ha-Mishkan is given by oif mfun, if kate ticho le tzavu isom al melech ha-Mishkan. You are commanded to tell them. As dos is, at osiba gem seid, nem tzivu melech ha-Mishkan, is nish given like the Seid ha-Mishne. No? It is said by Reish Parshusenu. Vayakel Moshe, Eskol Adas Bnei Yisrael, Vayemar Alein. At one time, that it happened. Moshe had gered to Alein, Moshe we spoke to everybody in the same. On Chilukim, Tzvishne Aron, Ebonu, Vaskenim, and Kolom. And those of Rashi, Oy, Vato, Daber, El Bnei Yisrael. Now we'll understand, where does Rashi take from Vato, that Reish that told Moshe, it's the whole thing. Vato, Aval, Pishiv, Kadetichol, Etzavoysom, Al Melech, Samishkon, Alek, Al Beinech. Now we'll understand what Rashi means with that. Then because that Sivoy Melech Samishkon is in a noif meyuchet from Nifkadet Tichol et Savoysom. Aber Melech Samishkon, Moshe Rabbeinu sees. And the Rebbe starts telling him, you should make a Vayakil, Vayakil, Moshe. You should gather everybody together. And you teach him that different than all the Teuro, and there's one other Sivoy Teuro, different than all of them. And therefore, Aber Moshe Veren as Svore, as Legabe Melech Samishkon, is a Kule in Shabbos. Bemele, Yeikal Beinecho, Litrush, is a Shabbos, Mnei Yoshe Meloche. Could be that it's going to be in your eyes, it's going to be. Because the Rebbe tells you to, a different thing than the old Torah. Yet the old Torah is said in a different way, and this is a different way. Maybe it's going to push off Shabbos. It's between sein Gring zu Deuche sein Shabbos zu Lebenech HaSamishkot. That's why the Torah tells him, Ve'ato. I know you're going to have this question that I'm telling you to do it different than the old Torah. You're going to think that you could. No. Al Yekal Be'inecho. So Nishber HaKule in Shabbos. Al Pizeh, according to this, it's Farentzat Bepashtut Yishayla Anal. We came in from Vato, double Nisrael. One of the questions was, it says Vato, double Nisrael. How do I know that Vato means that you shouldn't be like by you should be Mechal Shabbos? The Rebbe is saying very Gishmak. Hopland the meaning from Alekel Benecho. To Chonzog Moishen, as Oich der Tzivui from Shabbos, Dar Zayim Vato, double Bnei Israel. Here in the Vato, it could have said, by Dabar Hashem El Moishen, double Bnei Israel. What's the Vato? Vato, double Bnei Israel means you speak to everybody. Moshe allein soll das sagen, alle hinten, wer kolle, Punkt, wie ich gerade dich und das habe ich mal am Lech Samishkon, und wie er rot das getome, po helke, mit super Bereich, pass das Seino. And he did it. So now the Beato is teaching us that if you are going to do it in a different way, it shouldn't be light in your eyes. Wer hat der Moshe allein, im Shishis Yomim, ist mutgesch geworden, so Moshe nach Shabbos ist nicht kall, bei Eish, bei Oifu, Sheu, legabe am Lech Samishkon. Remember, it's not. Even I'm telling you to do it everything in this way, it's not. Oish Zayin. Al pi kol hanal, is ech movin da tam ha-shinu in seder ha-tzivuim zwischen Parshas Tisho und Parshas Eino. Now we understand also the difference why in Parshas Kisisto comes first the Mishkon, then Achash Ha-Psesha Kishmoiru, and here Moshe Rabbeinu is prefacing Shabbos, and then this is about the Mishkon. Pi kol hanal is ech movin da tam ha-shinu in seder ha-tzivuim zwischen Parshas Tisho und Parshas Eino. In Parshas Tisho, wo es brett sich wegen dem Tzivu Hashem el Moshe, kub zrir da Tzivu ik melechas ha-Mishkon, und dann noch hazor ha-Shabbos. Why? What's the main thing by Moshe Rabbeinu? Weil der Iker ist dort der Zivu von Lechus HaMishkon. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't need it. Und als Zohar Shabbos kommt, der Bloi ist als der Toffel. It's a secondary din of Shabbos. Als Lechus HaMishkon ist nicht durch Shabbos. Der Pfarrer steht mit Lechus HaMishkon friert. This is only there. Schenken in unser Zedre, bei Yassim, Pashos, bei Yakel, wo es reit sich wegen dem Zivu Moshe zu Bnei Israel. Und in der Räubischter schon angesagt, wie Pashos Pisto, als er darf man bewohrenen, nicht nur dem Dien als Melech HaMishkon ist nicht durch Shabbos, nur als Aval Pishetiu, ihr darf sein Reduf im Visrizin, sondern sie sich hitten von nicht nicht schon während bei so einer Shabbos. Der Rebbe ist da toll, der kam, sagte der Rebbe ist da toll, Moshe Rabbeinu, to do like this. When it comes to Vayakel, you tell him first Shabbos, and then you tell him the Mishkan. Kadei just to bavorinen, darf er magdem sein, der Zohar von Shabbos. Yes, you tell him first the end of Shabbos. Was der Agdome to Toiv, as Bazei steht allemal der Rissa von Shabbos, far melech sa Mishkan. Yop, apa chumish in luk Vayakel. Adik Moish Rabbeinu tell him, remember, first you told him Shabbos, and then the Mishkan. The Meile, wenn sie ständig gedenken, sein Zohar, euch bestaßt auch Rediffe, was Rissus beim Lech sa Mishkan. They won't have the Mishkan done as soon as possible. They won't have forgiven of the Egel. As the stone is ordered in the Shabbos Shabbos in Lashem. We see the Shabbos Pasu Vayakov Kudei, Shabbos Pasu Vayikov, Tov Shin Chof Pesach.